Welcome to MuseScore in Minutes, a series of short videos that'll quickly get you up and running with MuseScore 2.0. I'm Dr. George Hess. In each of these videos, we'll look at how to use some of the basic functions of the exciting new version of this program. MuseScore is a free and open source music notation program that's a great alternative to Finale and Sibelius. You can download it for free at the website shown on the screen. Lesson 6, Text, Lyrics, and Chords. Next, we need to add chords and lyrics to our melody. In the course of writing the lyrics, I decided to change the title. So let's double-click, and I'm going to change that from Blues for a While to Blues for Muse Score. Now let's enter the lyrics. Lyrics are attached to notes. I'm going to zoom in just a bit to make it easier. Select the first note, and then right-click underneath it. Select the text submenu, and you'll see lyrics down at the bottom. Notice the shortcut command L. While we're at it, you should notice the shortcut for the chord symbol. We'll use that a little bit later. So now select lyrics. Type the first word, I. Then press the space bar to move to the next note. We'll continue to enter the next couple of notes. Now the word blues extends into the next note, the tied note. So to move through that, we're going to put in an extension, and that's shift dash or underscore. We do it once, and then we do it one more time for the note that we're extending to, and it'll take us to the next note. We'll continue entering the rest of that phrase in the same way. Now, MuseScore is a two-syllable word. To move to the next note, use the dash key. Okay. And again, we need our extension here, so we'll press the shift underscore twice. The second phrase is the same as the first. And as with notes, copy and paste is faster. Select any of the lyrics, and then right-click and choose Select All Similar Elements. Now everything is selected. Type Command or Control C to copy it. Click the first note of the second phrase, and then type Command Control V to paste it. Now click the first note of the last phrase, type Command L again, and enter the rest of the lyrics. Chord symbols are entered in much the same way. Click the first note of the first measure. Then remember our shortcut command K, and we can enter our chord. We can then click the first measure of the fourth measure, use the shortcut again, and type that in. And right here, we'll also do the same thing. You can also use the space bar to advance. And our last chord is a turnaround chord, so we'll put that in parentheses. You'll notice that MuseScore has done a pretty good job of fixing the layout already. Let's go ahead and delete this last measure. Go up to the Edit menu, select Measure, delete selected measures. The backspace key won't work here. Now that's perfect. We've got four measures on each line, and our lead sheet is done. This has been MuseScore in Minutes, a production of George Hess Music. For future videos, please subscribe to this channel. And for information about music technology training and clinics, please visit our website. Thanks for watching.